Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Yours.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to
Amityville regular school board meeting, Wednesday, October the 19th. At this point in time, the Board of Education is going to go into executive session for the purpose of discussion of personnel matters as well as advice from counsel. Please make a note to where the exits are located in this room, and we will do the Pledge of Allegiance when we resume open session at 7:30. So we're going into executive session for discussion of personnel matters as well as advice from counsel. Can I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Carol Suha first, Jeanette Santos second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. See you in open session at 7:30.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. I'd like to join with President Johnson in welcoming everyone to our October meeting of the Board of Education. It's great to see so many people here tonight. It is Board of Education Recognition Week, and we will in a few minutes be doing some special honors and recognition for members of the board. But before we do that, there are three very special young men who are here tonight, who we want to recognize. And I'm going to call our athletic director, Mr. Evan Farkas, up to the microphone to do the recognition.
Good evening. Thank you, Dr. Fail. It's an honor to be presenting tonight I feel like I was just here actually talking about the special season that the boys soccer had last year, but they finished their season with another incredible run, and they're currently 14-1-1. Their regular season has ended, and for the seventh straight year, they are the league champions. So a big round of applause. If you get the opportunity to watch a game or speak to the boys, you'll know that there's 26 special young men on that team, and they all have great stories, and they could all share incredible experiences that they've had here in Amityville. But tonight, what I'd like to do is I'd like to call up our head coach, Mike Amendandolo. We'll talk a little about three of Long Island's and New York State's top soccer players. They were both, all three of them were named to Newsday's top 100 soccer players, and not only are they excellent on the field, but they are amazing student athletes in the classroom as well. So at this time, I'd like to call up Coach Mike Amendandolo, who will talk a little about his three young men. Soccer team always has a nice swag, too.
Thank you, Mr. Farkas. Good afternoon, everyone, or good evening, rather. Okay, so these three young men, okay, from here, this is Hugo Rodriguez, Robert Perez, and Matthew Katz. We give a round of applause for these three. So being named top 100 on Long Island is obviously a privilege, and it speaks volumes about their skills on the field. But really, these three guys who are all seniors, and they're our three captains, have led us to a 14-1-1 season, as Mr. Park has mentioned. But more importantly, it's the things that they do off the field. So yes, it's in the classroom as well, as mentioned. And I mean, I could tell a million stories about them, but their whole character. I mean, even just today, you go down to the middle school, there's a practice, and we brought the varsity down to train with the middle school. And, you know, you have Hugo talking to a kid that's on the side that just needs a little bit of help. You know, you have Robert playing and also coaching one of the teams. And then you have Matt being in goal and also helping one of the goalies. And then, I mean, again, there's a million stories about each and every one of them. I put my name on anything that they do. Matt trains all the goalies in the Amityville Club, all the youth goalies. Again, Hugo is always around. He's been involved with the club since he was younger. And the same goes for Robert as well. So Hugo and Robert I've known since third grade, doing sports camp here. And to see their progression has been, it's just been phenomenal. I don't have any other words for it, quite honestly. And then Matt, I've known for about 3 or 4 years. And again, he's just been a huge asset to the team on the field. But again, it's just all the off the field things. So I'm not surprised that they're named top 100. I'm more excited about what they're going to be doing going forward. And speaking of that, all three guys have various colleges that are interested in them. Just to name a few, Stony Brook, LIU, Mercy, Oneonta, Malloy, St. John's, and again, it's been a phenomenal season. On top of that, some of those colleges were interested in them when we went upstate to Albany, which again, the school helped provide for that, which we are super appreciative of. We went up to a showcase where there were at least 15 college coaches watching and about 50 coaches that were on the list. And we played a prep school from Pennsylvania. We tied them 0-0. It was a phenomenal game. But again, the interest that it generated, the experience alone as well, is something that, you know, it's something, even though we've won state titles, that trip for me was like in a culmination of everything that we've done. On top of that, they played the top teams in the country. We played MLK, who's, the city teams can recruit from all over. We played them. And again, this year we just played in the toughest league. And again, we're still continuing to find ways to be on top, down 5 or 6 times a season. And again, it just speaks to their character. You know, we push them. It's not all great how you see it here. And it's not just results. We don't throw the soccer balls out of play. But these three young men, you know, lead 26 guys. And, I'm technically the head coach, but they're the coaches on the field. And everything they do off the field as well, it produces the results that we've seen in the years past. I'm just extremely proud of every single one of them. I really am. And I can't wait to see what they do going forward. And the regular season's over, but playoffs, first round, next Thursday will be a home game. We don't know the time of the team yet, because the season's coming out on Friday. I'm excited to see what they can do. They play well in pressure moments. They battle. And all three of them really make those around them better. That's probably the biggest thing, too. I'm definitely forgetting a bunch of stories that I wanted to say. But, again, I think you can tell just by how they act, how they are, or how they carry themselves, that they not only represent Amityville Soccer really well, but Amityville School District. So give a round of applause for them. All right, we're going to get one or two of them to speak. Okay, so this is Matt Katz, our goalie.
To keep this quick, I just want to say how grateful I am moving over here. It's been a really good experience with the school and the program. The program's just really nice. Everyone, Mr. Farkas, Coach Mike, Coach Gannon, and Coach Papa Mike, they all just make it really good. And without them, we can't thrive to our best. So I just want to give a round of applause to all the coaches and Mr. Farkas.
Good evening to the Board of Education, to all the teachers, the principals. I don't want to exalt myself too much in a way. And, I give all the glory first to God because he has given us this opportunity. The Bible mentions that everything has a purpose, everything has a place. And each one of us was here for a reason. God placed in the situation to lead this team. For Coach Mike, he wants to tell us. As a little kid, starting this program in 2013. Start off literally from scratch. I couldn't describe any other team from scratch. From being last place, winning two state titles, obviously phenomenal. Thank the Board of Education for the recognition of these components. And it's not easy getting this team, but I just give it thanks to my Lord, the Board of Education, the team, staff that help us have a chance to get this. That's a push that we don't get from ourselves. I like saying spark this for this opportunity. Like I said, the Board of Education, obviously everything to give us. Buses to give us a ride like me. Really grateful for this team. We were meant to be here. God gave us these certain things. He doesn't give us a chance that we can't overcome. And everything has its purpose, and this purpose I've seen here, leading the team as a captain. When I was an eighth grader, I was on the team. We won states that year. And I was looking up to the Michi, the Wolf, and the Jersey, the Juan. I want to be one of those players. And I can probably say that I've become one of those players. Thanks, everybody, who attended. Thank you for attending.
Thank you. And as you can see, three wonderful young men, and we're so proud of them. And so one more big round of applause. And to our wonderful coach Mike Abendano.
Gentlemen, we'd like to get a picture of you with the Board of Education. So if I could ask the board, we'll go over to the side. Okay, we'll get a picture first, just of the players, and then we'll go over to the side so you get a picture with the board. Carolyn, you can take a picture there too. Folks, as we mentioned before, tonight is a very special night because this week, school districts in New York State recognize members of the Board of Education for their service, their loyalty, and their dedication to the school districts. So tonight, we have special presentations to the members of the board, but we would like to begin with our string quartet that you see behind me, under the direction of Ms. Bianca Ferrante. And our string quartet is going to play some selections for the board.
Thank you so much. I just would like to introduce the performers here. We have Florian Victor, Terry Herman, Martha Gonzalez, and Madeline Shingleton. We'd like to thank the Board of Education. Thank you for all your continued support. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you. Now at this time, we would like to present the board with their honorary certificates and a special Amityville portfolio that they can use to take their notes at meetings and conferences, and we have one for each board member. So I'm going to pass these around and congratulate each of them. As you know, our school board members give tirelessly of themselves, not only at school board meetings, they're at many of our events and activities and athletic games, and they work tirelessly on behalf of all the children and young adults in the district. And board members don't get salaried. They get no financial reward for their work, and we thank them for their time. And so once again, thank you and congratulations. So tonight we have two presentations, and both of the presentations, Dr. Lyon will introduce our presenters. The first one is on multiple support systems. Dr. Lang.
Thank you, Dr. Bale. Tonight, again, it's my privilege to introduce to you some members of the team who serve very ably as co-chairs of conferences. As some of you know, the commissioner's regulations require every district in the state of New York to provide a plan. It's called now a multi-tiered support system plan for all students who are struggling to achieve grade level in the next generation standards. Here to present tonight the Amityville multi-tiered support system plan, the two co-chairs, Dr. Pauline Collins and Ms. Carrie Nasso.
So the challenge is I have two presentations tonight and people that I only have about. So I'd like to introduce Nasso, and I want to start by thanking the RTI committee for the hard work that they've been doing since last year. And this is one of our end products, and this is not the first time. A lot of the information that's in this PowerPoint we did present when we did our and his friend. So, we began with our district's mission, and everyone have a copy of the plan. So our plan into the district mission, we're having some technical difficulties. And for those of you who have a plan in front of you, this is just a definition of what MTSS. You can read that at your leisure, but it is, as Dr. Knight said, a multi-tiered system of support. When we first came to you, we presented the MTSS / RTI, and we have, the state has changed the language to multi-tiered system of support because we included behavior, the SEL component. So the multi-tiered system of support, in short, is a framework that helps all students. So I guess from the premise that early intervention is the best prevention. So instead of waiting for kids to fail and then you begin to help them, that we build a multi-tiered system of support. And one of the components is universal screening. All students should be universally screened. High quality for instruction is another component of the system. Assessments that we're assessing students, and that we're keeping data, and that we're making decisions based on the data. And based on the data, then we determine what level of education the students will need based on a three-tiered system which And also, we are required to monitor progress regularly so we can update where students are. No means the reason, probably the most important parent ongoing parent communication. Parents are notified of when their students are at risk, and that we are maintaining regular communication with parents and sharing assessment and intervention. So there is an eligibility criteria, and the state does assess students on a 4-1 system. And so students who are below grade level are those students that on the state exams are those students that would be receiving intervention. And that's not it, but at the non-testing grades in pre-K, kindergarten, first and second, we will be using multiple sources of information, multiple sources of data to make those decisions, whether the student is on level or not. This chart just gives you a little bit more information. Tier 3, which is a high intensity need, is the smallest group, and that's defined as a group of 1 to 3 students, no more than that. And Tier 2 will be a small group of students that are seen in or outside of the classroom. And Tier 1, which is what all students should be getting, which is high quality core instruction. These are some additional information that I felt was, that we felt, the committee felt that was important for to share, and that students who were receiving AIS services could always be encouraged to attend summer academy available on 12 also. And one of the other components that ENL students must receive the same access to academic interventions. We thought we should mention that the district, in order to assist us in developing and creating this multi-tiered system of support,
The district is piloting math and ELA resources for in various classrooms to shore up intervention and tier one and tier two levels. We also, I think everyone is aware that we adopted the RULER program, and RULER will really assist us with tier one SEL component. And so that is available, will be available for all students also. So in the chart that you have in front of you, let me go back a little bit, is the grid that shows the framework per building and the resources that are available for students. And so you can, we divided up the charts by buildings and by programs that we're using for screening, for intervention, and services that are available, which varies from building to building. How do you exit this system of support? And you're exiting, it is required that we make all information based on the data that is in front of us, not teacher feeling or recommendation or parent recommendation, but based on data. So we're gonna look at multiple sources using multiple measures of data. And once that student or those students are meeting standards, then those students will be exited from receiving services. So in short, the multi-tiered system of support and popping out are like the four main areas: the screening of students, using data to make decisions, using multi-level support, tier one, tier two, tier three, and monitoring progress in addition to communicating with parents regularly, maintaining ongoing. Any questions?
Does any board members have any questions for the team? Questions? Thank you very much, Madam President. We would ask that you please accept this as the Amityville 2022-2023 multi-tiered support system plan. What education, I would like to make a motion to adopt the MIS AIS plan as presented for the 22-23 year. Matt Santos first. Second is Leslie Quetz. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Thank you very much. And much appreciation to the entire committee that spent hours and hours on this plan. Appreciate it.
We have a second presentation. And once again, Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum Instruction, Dr. Lang, will lead the presentation. She will introduce our co-presenters, and this is on the elementary schools report card. I think you're going to find this very different than what's been used in the past and very meaningful. So, Dr. Lang, it's all yours.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pale. Again, appreciation to the leadership team for their work on this, particularly the elementary principals, assistant principals, in addition to the many, many, many teachers who serve on these committees. We found this year that there were two major reasons for changing our elementary report cards. The first was that we needed consistency. We have at the present time three different report cards, one at Northeast, one at Northwest, and one at Park Avenue. For the sake of consistency, we absolutely must ensure that we are evaluating and assessing our students in the same way in all buildings at all grade levels. And the second reason for the change was that, as you well know, the New York State assessments just discussed the fact that we are required to provide support to our students who do not meet grade level expectations
on the next generation standards, the new standards. No longer are we looking at the Common Core standards. This is the next generation standards on which the new assessments will be based. So for those two reasons, the fact that we needed to talk to parents, partners, about the next generation standards, we needed to change our report cards. Just as with the AIS document, which we consider a work in progress, we need to add the specific resources that our teachers and parents will have available. We consider the report cards a work in progress. We have also determined that it's crucial that we inform our parents of students' progress more than once every third of the year. And so for that reason, we have changed the trimester system at the elementary to match the secondary quarter system. Joining me again tonight are two abled co-chairs, Dr. Pauline Collins and Mr. Paul Grasso.
So I promise that Paul will do most of the talking tonight. Yes, but I too am very happy that we were able, the committee was able to get this work done in a relatively short time. I know I have been waiting almost 10 years for a new pre-K report card that is aligned. So this is really meaningful to us and I'm sure to both buildings. So the committee met and we examined our own report card and where the shortcomings were. And some of them Dr. Wang has mentioned as we go through the presentation, we will kind of highlight a few other things that we looked at in developing the new report card.
So the committee started meeting last spring and we came together as a committee, we made sure that most, actually all buildings were represented properly. Departments, also including Dr. Peter Collins, who is in Kenton's district wide, and Dr. Prince Fernandez, who also focused on our special area as well. Also including special education teachers, specifically ELA teachers. Why this change matters, these 12 components, these black components, how we look at our grading system. In addition to that, looking at the state and local assessments, the next generation standards, how to move forward to the control part that was crucial, including latest advances, which is the program and social and emotional component. We also, again, made sure the special area teachers were all aligned to national standards. The social and emotional component also promotes global citizenship. And most importantly, we want to make sure that we have consistent language throughout. And the next generation standards align with critical thinking, and that's the performance of the team is constantly standing and more transparent. We focus on really three main areas. And this was to ensure that we adhere to the latest New York City guidelines, as well as promoting consistency between the three programs. First, it is next generation standards, making sure that we are aligned to them. These standards are to ensure that we have lifelong learning skills and making sure that we're using formal development of language, including critical thinking. Ensuring that we have consistency going from trimesters to quarters to district-wide. Making sure that there's performance levels on each report so parents understand from one building to the next. Paying emphasis on attendance with guidelines this time. Again, noting special area teachers now are aligned to national standards. And lastly, social and emotional component. Making sure that we have a section that are paper problem solver and innovator section. And also promoting media data success. This is just a timeline or timetable of what the next gen standards look like and they'll roll out the English language arts. But you can see that the tests are being implemented this spring, ELA, missing. This component, the social emotional piece, it plays a huge role in the academic work, and it is promoting students to college at career levels. Also, it's preparing them for global citizenship.
So we also wanted to ensure that we're looking at the child as the student as a whole. And so we wanted to shift to a holistic mindset when we're looking at the students and where, what type of supports they need and how and what type of performance. So there is an alignment between the report card and our entry test in the sense that we have to assess students. So we want to ensure that that there is consistency across the buildings for as far as grading. And we want to use multiple measures of assessment. So we have the benchmark assessment that thankfully the Board of Education and Education that you supported. So we have a benchmark iReady assessment, but we also have curriculum-based assessments that come with different curriculums. We have authentic student work, portfolio type assessment. So we wanted to ensure that teachers are using multiple sources of data to inform them when they're grading.
Inconsistencies through two buildings, and one of our major focuses this year was making sure that it is consistent between giving depth from the class and the class level. This is just the performance levels. Yeah, it's just the performance levels our parents will see on the report card, so we know what a 1, 2, 3, 4 would look like along with the least. This is also what an absentee would look like. According, this is a quote from the Department of Education that is going to be on each report card. This time around, we'd like to also include days present as long as days in the quarter. And this is one of the ways that we are looking to approach for grading. It's using all of these components, not just a single component for all of the grading.
Thank you very much. Does the board have any questions for them? Ms. Leo?
Thank you, President John. And thank you to Dr. Collins and Mr. Grasso for the presentation. I have one question, which is really on the first page. It says dedicated committee members. Just looking at this page, it looks like 12, if I'm not mistaken, 12 out of 15 committee members are from the elementary level or below. I see one committee member listed from Edmund W. Miles Middle School, and really none from the high school. I see two that are district-wide. Is there a reason for this?
Yes, it is. We did that intentionally because this was a change that we needed to make at the elementary school only, but at last month's Curriculum Advisory Council, they have the Curriculum Advisory Council approved an additional committee. It's called our grading committee, and that is a district-wide pre-K to 12. So you will see this committee expanded to include the challenge will be to make sure that we're consistently grading the same way that what we consider excellent in grade 5 is also excellent in grade 10.
Very good. Thank you.
I just have one question, just for clarification. I'm sorry, it's a little bit. So, in regards to the performance level, just for clarification, that goes into place for this year or for
yes,
for the
this year.
Yes. We felt it was imperative that we inform the parents before a third of the year evidenced. It's not right that we waited one third of the year before we assessment proceed. And just even just for my, in terms of the overhaul to meet the guidelines, it talks about in the spring of 2023, the first administration of New York State grades 3 through 8 state assessments aligned to New York State Next Generation Athletics and Learning Standards. So obviously there was something that was provided to the teachers ahead of time.
That's
to make adjustments.
And we are continuing to offer professional development on the Next Generation standards. The Professional Development Committee has designed a superintendent's conference day for November 8th that will include additional information.
Okay. which is the algebra.
But we have next generation standards in all the areas, ELA, math, science, social studies.
Thank you.
Any other questions? In addition to thanking both committees, I also would be remiss if I didn't thank Dr. Fernandez tonight for sharing with us some of the incredibly talented artists and musicians. We really appreciate your work too. Thank you, Dr. Fernandez and the committee.
All right, board education. I just want to make a request, a motion to the board, just to make an adjustment in the order of the agenda just for tonight. I'm requesting if we can go down to 3B1 just for tonight to cover that particular area. Can I have a motion to adjust the agenda just to go down to cover 3B1?
So moved.
So Carol Sierra first, Leslie Pritz second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. So we're going to go to the personnel act report and we'll go back to regular agenda in just a moment. But just for on page 2 of the personnel action report, there's one adjustment that needs to be noted on the personnel act report. So under C1, for Kenneth Cord, the effective date is going to be 11/21/22. So the effective start date is 11/21/22. So can I have a motion for agenda item 3B1 as presented with the adjustment of Kenneth Cord for the effective start date 11/21/22? Motion by Jeanette Santos, second by Carol Seaborn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. What I would like to do at this point in time is to acknowledge a teacher who has been tenured tonight. That's why we need adjustments to the order of the agenda. And it's for Jennifer Lynn Zider, who has now been tenured as an elementary teacher in Park Avenue. So congratulations. She's seated in the back. So thank you, Board of Education, for that agreement to adjust the agenda, because I know they have a little baby here and I didn't want to hold them too much longer. Congratulations. So we're going to go back to the order of the agenda. And we're going to go back to community input regarding board agenda items.
So regarding 2B1, there is the policy 12:30 public comment at board meetings. When was the first reading of that?
Last week.
Okay, so last week you stressed several times, President Johnson, that the only change in this policy was shortening the community input amount of time from 30 minutes to 15 minutes regarding agenda items only. So please help me understand that.
Understand why we shorten the time frame?
No, why you said multiple times that was the only change that was being made to this policy.
For policy number 1230, there were the biggest change that occurred was that time frame for the agenda items. There are other items in there that I gave to the Board of Education to make sure that they reviewed the policy, to make sure that they understood what some of the items were. So that was some of the biggest adjustments that we made. Other than that, most of the language is basically the same with some minor adjustments. So I asked the Board of Education to take a note of the old policy
mm-hmm.
as well as the new policy.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point, if there were any questions from last week to this week,
mm-hmm.
then it will be addressed tonight at the second.
Okay, but what the question I asked was, why did you say multiple times the only change to this policy was the amount of time community members were going to be able to speak regarding agenda items? If you go on to the policy that you guys have listed on the website, it states that the community members are going to have to speak to the district clerk ahead of the community section if we want to speak. So that's an additional change.
So that's why I asked the board, I mentioned about the change of time, but I asked the board viewer to make sure that they looked at the policy to make sure that they were aware of the other change.
What I'm actually asking is, why did you say there was only one change?
I know I said it was only one change. If I said it was only one change, then obviously I made a mistake. And that's why I said to the board to please look at the changes in the policy from the old policy to the new policy.
Okay. And why was the amount of time reduced?
We had stated that we were going to reduce it because most of the time when we get the questions, it doesn't take more than 15 minutes. As stated in the proposed policy mm-hmm. changes, that if we need additional time for discussion or any input on agenda items, then what we would do at that point in time, I would make a motion to the board to extend the time.
I'm just confused as to why you're taking that away. Sometimes there's one or two people here, sometimes there's 30 people here. That's just the personal opinion that I have. So basically, a lot of us in the community feel like you're stepping on our First Amendment right. You're not allowing us to speak. So moving on, 2A, 1, 2, and 3 meeting minutes. On September 7th, on the agenda that I printed, or the meeting minutes that I printed around 6:30 today, this evening states that I informed the district that the minutes for August 10th were incorrect. It doesn't state why. So, President Johnson, I would like to ask you, because you had stated at one of the meetings that moving forward, key points were going to be listed on the meeting minutes. So, it says, I said meeting minutes were incorrect. Wouldn't you consider a key point, are our children safe? Which was never actually answered, by the way. But would you consider, is documentation correct, or are our children safe more important and labeled as a key point?
So when it comes to the minutes, technically, we only have to just report on what's on the agenda item,
mm-hmm.
and we don't actually have to give details about,
but you did.
About the community input. So some of the things that we are going back and forth as a board is that when we try to capture what I'll quote the key point from what someone speaks, what happens if we don't capture it correctly? What happens, like you're mentioning to me, that why didn't you state this in there? Why didn't you state that in there?
No, I'm asking what you feel would be more important as a community.
So
as I'm stating
that this is what we to think about as a board, how do we capture that particular information, you know, correctly? And sometimes when it comes to minutes, sometimes when it comes to community inputs, they don't even put the community inputs in there for the minutes. They just say so-and-so had a question. So
that would be better.
So we may go back to that because in previous minutes we did not give a lot of detail. So we may go back to just question presented by Lisa Johnson.
Okay, well, I think that would be better than not capturing important things. You know, I also think that a question that I had asked before, you know, the documentation is incorrect, $10,000 missing. That's a key point. So speaking of which, you've stated several times, President Johnson, that you would get back to me regarding
this agenda.
It is. Yes, it's part of the minutes on September 7th. Okay, so what's going on with that? Has the money been returned? Has it been
the
tracking system? Was it given to the drama club? Like, what is the situation with that?
So I'm going to pass it over to Dr. Phil.
Any money that was due to be returned has been returned. It is not in the drama club, though. Ms. Bawazzi, it is in a separate fund. What is the name of the fund?
Can you just speak into the mic for us? Thank you.
It's in the district
It's a little bit closer.
It's in the district, okay. What we call general fund.
Okay, so just so I'm hearing you clearly, the money that was stolen from the drama club is not being returned to the drama club, but instead is in a general fund where it can be utilized for something else?
It's something that we have to discuss with the council and our auditor, which is exactly what we have to do. Because it's, you know,
it's very simple. The money was taken from the club. It should be given back to the club of which
so
it
just,
was taken.
So just make that the correction that it was stolen.
I'm sorry.
You said it was a theft of money.
I said mishandled money.
So you said theft.
Okay. Well, I apologize. I don't think of the difference. So I will, if that's important to you guys, since the stipulation does say mishandled money, then I will make sure to say that moving forward. Thank you. And then I wanted to point out, like I said, my question was never answered about are children safe with a particular staff member. So I would like an answer to that, whether that's tonight or next meeting.
Is that on the agenda?
It is in the minutes for the 7th.
Okay.
I'm going off of the minutes right
okay,
now. That's why I'm asking you about minutes.
It's just,
so I would like
I'm
an
sorry,
answer
but
to
the
that.
Time just went off.
Was it paused for when you were speaking?
Yes, it was.
Another minute.
No, I'm sorry. We're gonna go by our clock here. So
no,
at
you're
point
perfectly
time,
fine.
Thank you. Any other
again, our First Amendment right? You're cutting it out.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions regarding agenda items?
Well, the Chef 77 South 8th Avenue, the live streaming, which I know it has nothing to do with ordering the agenda, but it's. Not for you.
So I'm going to ask.
I'm
sorry. I'm going to ask you to wait until
the people aren't hearing the live stream that we were so championed.
So
I'm going
to ask you to wait into the non-agenda items.
Okay, but nobody's hearing or seeing what they should be doing in the live stream.
Thank you very much. I will ask you to wait to the
non-agenda
items.
AV people out there.
Thank you.
It's been nobody's hearing or seeing anything.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions regarding non-agenda items? Agenda items. Can I have a motion to approve agenda items? I'm sorry.
Good evening, Board of Education, Vail Central Administration, teacher parents, members of the community. Nakia Wolf, 2023, 4th Drive. Congratulations, Board, on your recognition this evening. Congratulations to gentlemen who were up here representing the soccer team and for the members of the musical art department who performed this evening. I want to take this time to thank the board for the recommendation of tenure for one of our new teachers, Ms. Zaida. I look very forward to celebrating her along with the rest of our members when we do so in the spring. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I have a motion for agenda item 2A, 1, 2, 3, please? So moved. Leslie Kretz is first.
Second.
Juan Leon is second. Are there any questions on this agenda item? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. In regards to agenda item 2B, 1 through 3, are there any questions from the Board of Education regarding agenda items 2B, 1 through 3? We're going to go to a third reading, or are you comfortable with voting on this tonight? Board members, are you comfortable with voting on this as a second reading?
Yes.
So can I have a motion for agenda item 2B, 1 through 3, please?
So moved.
Ms. Carol Seawall first.
Second.
Jeanette Santo, second. Any questions regarding these agenda items? All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. In regards to agenda item 3A1, we're going to table this particular agenda item. Can I have a motion to table agenda item 3A1, please?
So moved.
Leslie Prentice first.
Second.
Carol Seawolf is second. Any questions regarding this agenda item? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. We already did the personal action report. Can I have a motion to amend the agenda for use of facilities by the Mac Foundation on October 29th and October 30th for the middle school gym?
So moved.
Jeanette Santos is first.
Second.
Carol Seahawk is second. So we're amending this item to add to the agenda for use of facilities. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did I get you guys?
Aye.
I'm sorry. Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to accept agenda item 3C1, which is use of facilities by the Mac Foundation on October 29th and 30th for the middle school gym, pending the approval subject to the superintendent determination that the player roster meets a requirement of the board policy?
Motion to approve.
Juan Leon first, Jeanette Santos second. Any questions regarding this agenda item? So Dr. Vail, once you get the approved roster, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve agenda items 3C, 2 through 4?
So moved.
Leslie Kretz is first.
Second.
Juan Leon is second. Any questions regarding this agenda item? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve agenda item 3D1?
So moved.
All right, Jeanette Santos first. Carol Seo second. Any questions about this report? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion for agenda items 3E1 through 3?
So moved.
Leslie Kretz first.
Second.
Juan Leon second. Council, have all the contracts been reviewed?
Yes.
Can I have all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. So for approval of conferences, just to make a note for approval of conferences, on page 1, agenda item number 5, it's a zero cost. For number 8, the cost is $150, and for number 11, and for number 13, the cost is zero. Can I have a motion for agenda item 3F1?
Motion to approve.
Juan Leon first.
Second.
Carol Seawolf second. And once again, the cost items have been added. Everything is zero except for number 8. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. At this point in time, Mr. Sheen, do you have any report, any additional report from Board of Education?
Nothing this evening.
Thank you. Dr. Bill?
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. So, just in beginning your report, I would like to mention that this month, in addition to a month where we celebrate Board of Education Recognition Week, is also National Principals Month. So I would like our principals who are here to stand up. We thank you for all that you do. Thank you for all that you do, and especially last year and this year with the planning of the different committees that you've served on and helping us to meet this year's challenge of changing mindsets and elevating our educational level by looking at improved curriculum, stronger teaching and learning, and everything that you do each day. On that note, I would also like to thank the teachers for their support with our challenges this year and helping us by your serving the committees and all those curriculum committees that Dr. Lang is running and helping us to implement positive change that will help the district improve and our students receive an education that is better than they ever had before. So thank you. And that really, I think you've had enough on reports for tonight. So that concludes my report, unless Dr. Lang, Dr. Wade, or Ms. Kowatsky would like to add something. Okay, Dr. Wade is reminding me that, Dr. Lang is reminding me that Mr. Ken Cord is here in the audience tonight. He was appointed as assistant principal at the high school, acting assistant principal at the high school. Mr. Cord, please stand up.
I'm sorry, before we go to community input for non-agenda items, Christian just brought to my attention, I missed one item, which is 2C1. Can I have a motion for agenda item 2C1, please?
So moved.
Leslie Francis first.
Second.
Carol Sewell for second. And this is for the library vote, correct? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. So at this point, now we can take you regarding non-agenda items.
I don't have much today. So I would like to know, so last week I think it worked out really well, where I read my questions and then you answered. Can we do that this week? Okay. So on August 10th and 14th, President Johnson stated the district will start archiving the video live or the audio live streaming of past meetings. Why hasn't this been done yet? At this point, I really think there should be a policy since it's been going, we've been asking for this question for months. When will eSchool start being used by teachers? Because only a couple of them are doing it. And it was stated at the meeting before school started that you guys would work on getting teachers to actually use that system. Was the computer paper returned to our third graders? And if not, why at this point? It's been 2 months almost. Dr. Bale stated a couple of weeks ago the new drama club advisor would be announced at the next meeting, which didn't happen. And then today when I picked up my student from Park Avenue, there was an advertisement for the drama positions. So do we have an advisor? I know several people have applied for it. Dr. Fail also stated that lunches would be changing. I know that that happened at the high school. The kids love it. It's great. Because that happened at Park Avenue because my daughter has told me that nothing's changed and the food is often mushy. So that's her words on it. What's the district policy on how often employees' evaluations are done? And I think that's it. Oh, and what happened to the Black College Board? What happened on the way back from that? I've heard several things, so I would like clarification.
Right, I didn't hear the last part. When you said one changes at the high school, what about the other schools? What was before the Black College Board?
What's the district policy on how often employees get evaluations?
Evaluation. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, let's, I can't take call outs from the audience. All right, so Dr. Bale, I'll go through some of the questions. Christian, just for in regards to audio archiving, it's something that's still being worked on, correct? We're going to try to come up. Last time we were supposed to have it up. So.
Yes. Yes, we will have it up.
But when it was also part of my question,
I won't give you a date because every time I give a date, it does not turn out. So it's something that's being addressed as soon as we get it up. We'll definitely get it up. Phil, you get an eSchool used by the teachers?
eSchool is used by our teachers. They use it every day.
Very few of them use it. I can log in and show you my daughter's profiles if you'd like me to.
All right, so we're going to answer your questions at this point in time. Regards to computer paper return?
It hasn't been returned yet because the principals have been so busy with everything else that you were birthing, something like that, I will be asking them to return the paper as soon as possible.
In regards to the drama club advisor, I thought we had appointed one. I can't do that.
Mr. D'Amato was appointed.
Right. So lunch changes at the high school, and what about other schools?
The high school was good.
Lunch changes at the high schools, what about other schools?
Yeah, we're working.
Just speaking to the microphone.
The high school is actually, everything is a work in progress. I spoke with
Just bring your mic a little bit closer.
Yes, I spoke with some students yesterday when actually Mr. Fly over here, and I was asked specifically about their lunch yesterday. It was
nasty.
No, I can't use that word. Actually, the kids told me that they liked it. But it's always good for me to get that feedback.
Okay, so was it changed? Or like, were you guys using the same company you're using at the high school?
We are using the same company as, you know, because when you want to change the school, the logistics is the piece that is even most important.
So how did that happen here as well?
It's happened, but I need that feedback from parents.
Okay.
And I'll take it with me.
So how do you feel here? It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
And Dr. Phil, in regards to some policy.
Yeah. On observations, I'm going to make some general statements, and then I'm going to go and ask Dr. Lang to be a little more specific. But it really depends on whether a teacher is tenured or non-tenured. And there are formal observations, and there are walkthroughs. The walkthroughs are really random, and they can happen very frequently, or if depending on the subject and the grade level, or they may happen infrequently. It really depends on how long the teacher's been here in the type of work.
That's great.
Yeah, the formal observations are done once or twice a year for tenured teachers. They're done more regularly, obviously. It could be as often as every week if the teacher is brand new and if she or he is having a difficult time assimilating themselves to the system.
And what about the superintendent?
Superintendent is an annual evaluation, and we are using the New York State School Boards Association.
Okay, so why is that not on file? We boiled that and it stated our request was denied because there was no information on file.
Last year, there was no evaluation that was done because he was an interim superintendent.
Has this year been done? Or
does it get done in May?
Does it
get done
in May? I think that's it. Thank you.
The HBCU trip.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. On the HBCU trip, which you asked about?
Oh, yes.
You know, what happened was on the way back from the trip, the route that the driver was given was. Lincoln Tunnel and then the Midtown Tunnel. So while he was on 34th Street, while they were on 34th Street and 9th Avenue, the driver had to relieve himself. So he parked the bus, went to use the restroom that's on the bus.
Okay.
While he was on the bus, there was a stranger knocking on the door of the bus, and the chaperones made the decision not to open the doors of the bus because you wouldn't do something. When the driver returned and was getting ready to move away from the curb, the witnesses on the bus, a teacher and I think two students, said they visibly saw that they saw this person throw himself under the front of the bus.
Okay.
So the bus ran over.
Okay. I would just request that next time something that intense or severe happens, even if it's just a robocall to the school it's connected to. I just feel like had I known that ahead of time, I could have prepared my daughter for school the next day.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's a good idea. Yeah. And we did call the parents
right, of
all the students who were involved, and they and counseling has been made available.
That's fantastic.
Right. That's a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to just point out that you do sit here on this board and you do not receive any remuneration. So for that, I applaud you. But I'm thinking in my head that your payment would be a job well done. And over the years that you've been on this board, it's new, old, etc., I think your payment would be the success of this board. So I think you're grossly underpaid, is what I think, because the success of this district is really not evident. And the strides that you make are incremental baby steps, but in my, if you're gonna count your remuneration and success, you're greatly underpaid. So if I was underpaid in a job that I worked so hard at, I'd probably leave, I'd probably move on. So that's just number one. And there's a thing called working smarter and not harder. So maybe you can adopt that as far as, you know, getting things done and getting the stats up and raised and everything else for this district, because that's goal number one. And the children are number one. So I would all maybe ponder at your jobs here and say, maybe I am grossly underpaid in success rate, and then figure out something else. And number two, for Dr. Fail, you mentioned that it was a burden to send an email to the third grade. How many third grades are there? How many third grades are there? So if it's however many third grade teachers there are, all it takes is an email to say, guess what? We screwed up. We asked for computer paper, or you guys asked for computer paper on the supply list. And basically, no, that's not a good thing. We'll supply the copy paper. We pay enough taxes to supply that copy paper, not getting double hit with asking. So for you to say it's a burden to send an email or to put up a post-it on the lunchroom bulletin board, say, hey guys, third grade teachers, return the paper to the student. Not a burden. Work smarter, not harder. And the other thing I mentioned earlier on, thinking that it would be important to you that the live stream wasn't working. And you threw me out the podium and said, oh, it's not on the agenda, but if you want to do something, let's do it right. So here we are, we find the champion, here we are, the 19th of October, we're live streaming, we're like every other school district on Long Island. And yet I say, it's failing, it's not working, but you don't care because you've thrown me off the podium. At that moment in time, you said, whoever's doing the live streaming, let's try to fix it, because let's face it, you did a robocall and some people got it. You sent out an email saying we're going to be live streaming. All well and good. Progress. Big steps. But now we come to the fact of what method are you using for the live stream?
Thank you so much for your questions. Your time is up. And so currently we're utilizing, we're going to be trying the computer via Zoom. This is the first time we're doing it. It may not be the best system, and we will adjust accordingly.
Okay. Smarter, not harder.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'm Austin Rainbow Lane, Amityville, New York. It's good to see everyone. It was very refreshing. It was very refreshing and very nice to hear the soccer players and then to hear the string ensemble. As a community member, that's why I want to hear more of the positive things that Amityville School District is doing for our children. The concerns about what's happening in the buildings, I would like to see addressed at the building level before coming here. So the community members would talk to the principals, and make sure you iron all of that out. Give them the courtesy to try and fix it. Then once it's not fixed, then bring it to you. The whole idea of amount of time on particular phases of the board is understandable. But if we do things properly, protocols, procedures, then we won't be wasting the time of people to listen to foolery. I'll call it foolery because everything that comes here is a waste of time to other community members when it could have been handled in a different manner. Should be concerned about the children first and foremost. Not just about sports and arts, but let's hear about what's happening academically. The positive things that our teachers are doing in the classroom that that young man so nicely spoke about. That's why I come here Monday morning. I'm sick and tired of hearing foolery when I come to these meetings. It's an embarrassment. We're adults, we're professionals, and we need to conduct ourselves in that manner. Thank you.
Any other questions regarding non-agenda items?
If anybody knows my children, they know that they are 100% independent and that I don't force them to do, say, anything. So this is how my daughter feels, and she wanted to share that.
Just take your time, come to the mic and just say your name. You're okay. Take your time.
Got it.
I'll wait for you. You can do it.
It's okay.
You can do it. You got it. It's okay.
You don't have to. I told you,
you don't have to. Thank you for taking the time to come up. If you want to come back and try again, it's absolutely fine. Any other committee input on non-agenda items?
So after a brief, or Terry Holman, Park Avenue, after a very brief conversation with my sister, a conversation we've been repeatedly having. Jaden would like to know why not many people reached out and asked about how they are doing after the car crash. I know that a couple of people did, but I also know that a lot of people did not. And to the student, it feels like the Board of Education didn't really care. That is what they have said, and I quote, "We just know that not a lot of people reached out." Not saying nobody did, but not a lot of people did. And to this reason, it seems like nobody really cared. So that's just what Jaden wanted to say.
Okay. Thank you so much for the words, James. Thank you so much for letting your sister speak on your behalf. But and I really appreciate that. And for those who did speak out and reach out and say, share something, for those that did not, I don't think it was definitely not an intentional thing not to reach out to make sure that you're okay. Feel that probably those that did, they would probably speak on behalf of them. So we're happy to see that you're doing better in terms of what happened next.
I do want to say Dr. Lang reached out. Thank you very much. She had the sweetest words to say, and it meant a lot to you as well as me. Just one more thing. I was told there was an announcement at the high school letting the students who didn't have a lunch period know what the process was to get their lunch. I just wanted to say thank you guys. That really means a lot, just as a community member to know that all of, or most of the students at least are aware that they don't have to go hungry. So I thought that was a positive thing and I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Thank you. Any other community inputs on non-agenda items?
I'm sorry, I was remiss in not applauding the quartet and the soccer kids and how well-spoken they were and everything else. And that was a nice treat to have tonight. And I have a question. Is the pledge still done in school every day? the Pledge of Allegiance. Is it only the Pledge of Allegiance or they do the Star Spangled Banner
just
as well?
Just the Pledge of Allegiance.
Because you should adopt that. You should take that quartet doing the Star Spangled Banner and do it every single day. It would be amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other committee input regarding non-agenda items? Go ahead.
Sure. I just wanted to share something positive. This is from a parent's perspective. Yesterday, our high school band participated in the Newsday Festival over at Hofstra University. I know this because my son plays in the band. I just wanted to say that Mr. Obey, who's their music teacher, made sure that they had pizzas and everything like that right after school. They all got on the bus, they went there, they performed with countless other schools. That is such a privilege and an honor, to do that, not only for our students and for our music teacher, but also for our school district, just to participate in something like that. So I know that because, like I said, my son went on that. He had a good time. It was a long day. He slept late, but he got up in the morning and goes back to the high school. So I don't know what else I can ask. So I just wanted to mention that because no one had any.
I believe this is, Ms. Fernandez, you can correct me, like almost the 10th year or 15th that we participated in this day. It's probably longer. Yeah. Say it again, Ms.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, it's been a long time. Thank you. Any additional committee input regarding non-agenda items?
Okay, I'm on Park Avenue. So as we did point out, the marching band, which I am involved in, we did perform at Newsday last night. Amazing experience, probably one of the best high school experiences I've ever had. That being said, the schools here have a lot of amazing opportunities, experiences like that. The problem is not enough students know about them. The reason why students talk down on the school so much is, yes, we do have our problems, but there's so many more things that happen that are amazing that the students just don't know about. So one of the things I could think of a way or anything, but like one of the things that I think needs to be promoted more is those opportunities and communication between the staff, the admin, and the students. As a student, I know that a lot of kids, they don't like, if you're not in band or the music, no one knew we went to music. It just needs to be promoted.
Thank you so much for that comment. Appreciate it. Any other comments regarding non-agenda items? Seeing none, can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting at 9:00?
So moved.
Jeanette Santos first.
Second.
Juan Leon second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you for coming out. Yes.